cakes and everything. We got everything you make out of it.
What do you put in light bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Hmm?
We put a yeast in it.
Mm-hmm. What's up with that? You say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
Well, all the bread we got's homemade bread here. We don't ever buy no bread. My wife cooks her biscuits and her cornbread and everything that we want here, right here at home.
What do you call the bread that you buy? That's not homemade, that.
It's light bread.
And something that's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center.
Donuts.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah.
Do they have different names or?
No, I don't know about the different names of them, you know. But a lot of the donuts that we have, some of them's just plain and some of them got sugar on them and different kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still it's all a donut.
And something you make up a batter of and fry to eat for breakfast.
Well, we could call them flapjacks or flitters or anything you want to.
What would you probably call
them? Well, we call them in there, and when my wife cooks them in the morning that way, when we have syrup and butter, and we call them flapjacks.
Mm-hmm.
Is flitters
made out of
the same? And flitters, it's all the same. It's all flapjack, flitters, and things, all the same thing. It's just whatever you want to call it, you know.
What different things does your wife make out of cornmeal besides cornbread? Anything?
Well, at times, but we don't here, we don't never do that. But a lot of times, there's a lot of people takes that cornbread and makes a stuff they call a gruel. And it's good for sick folks.
How do you make it?
I don't know much about how you make it, because I just don't never make it. But you make it. And then another thing, we make take the cornbread and fix it and going to make a chicken, make dressing with the chicken, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this out of a few onions and a little pepper and different things in there. Have a big pan full of dressing. And it's fast.
Do you ever hear of anything called a corn doctor?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I don't. You can call it any of it. If people call it corn doctor for this and that. Now, we have make out of cornbread when we fry our fish here a lot. And we call them hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. How do you make those?
They're made out of the cornbread and made up, fixed with seasoned up, dropped in, is cooked quick, you know, and brought out of that. And they're really good with your fish.
How do you kill a hog? And what different parts of meat do you eat?
Well, the way we kill our hogs, overall we've done, we shoot them right between the eyes with a little .22. Rifle with a short range cartridge, or either we hit them with a hammer. But a lot of times I used to just take mine and Pen was pulling them out of there, and I just stuck him good and turn him loose and they walk over there in the lot and let him bleed down. He just a few minutes and he's dropped down, he bleeds out better. Seems like the meat has less blood in it. Looks a little cruel, but to tell me it don't hurt him. I don't reckon it does. If he's gonna die, does it?
Is he running around squealing real loud?
No, they don't squeal a bit in the world after you stick them. All they're doing is squealing while you're trying to do it. But whenever you shoot them like that, they just drop like that. They ain't a squeal nothing to it.
What do you do then after you bled them?
We bled them and we take them on to this hot water and scald them and scrape them and hang them up in the cooler and let them cool there. Then we get the meat out of there and cut it up.
What different sections of meat do you cut up?
Oh, we have the middlings, and we have the front quarters, then we have the hams, the hind quarters, and the trimmings off of it, and things that we have that we grind into sausage,